Big J, what was the very first letter Vanna White turned on Wheel of Fortune?
Do I get a multiple choice?
No.
Can I ask, was it a vowel or a... The other thing. What's the other word? I don't
consonant,
even know.
Consonant.
Consonant, yeah.
No. Consonant.
Constant. Seems to be now even, you know, the UFC fights and the stand-up side of fighting has kind of gone, it's almost a last resort. It seems like the first instinct now is to go onto the ground and do the grappling thing.
Yeah.
It's fine, but it's not as much fun to watch some striking.
No. The pops from the crowd at Quest or anywhere when you get that knockout from that punch or that kick, that Anderson Silva, the front kick, the Thai front kick, a couple UFCs back, yeah, you can't match that.
That's for sure. And the damage that is done is just, you never see the world's best submission holds videotapes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true.
Whoa, look at that arm bar! Oh, man!
You're going to pay a little bit, a couple $100, depending on the models that you get.
But it's a collar, right? As opposed to like a chip implanted in them?
Yeah, it's a collar. So you don't have to inject something in your dog and go all 1984 on them. Go look up Pet Tracker if you have to. Google it and you'll find it. I have not seen one for cats, though. Cats can get out a collar like nobody's business, so don't even bother. That's what I've learned.
Wait, what? Is there some awful story behind that?
Collar may have contributed to poor little Casper breaking a leg. Cat we had several years ago. It got tangled up and ended up falling and broke its leg. $1,200 later, leg's fine. Cat is a jerk. Not worth it. What are you laughing for, man? It isn't funny! Oh, no!
Hello, the ex.
Oh, hey, man.
You're up first. Good luck.
Say hello to my little friend.
Next one.
Ooh-ah. Scent of a woman.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino
is
the right answer.
Al Pacino from Tropic Thunder.
No. And why is Al Pacino in the news?
He's 30 years older today. 71.
Happy birthday, Al. Party it up, man. He'll be waist-deep in something tonight, that's for sure. You know.
He's Al Pacino, man.
That's right. Ooh-ah.
I
like your
hoo-ha
better.
I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since I don't think I ever watched that whole movie. I just remember that.
You went from hoo-ha to hoo-ha.
Wow.
Oh, no. The band Bad Religion, they've been around for a very long time, and the lead singer, his name is Greg Graffin, just released a new album with the band, and we're lucky enough to have him on the phone with us this morning. And Greg, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
You have a teaching career now. You teach a class at UCLA. You also do continue to do work with the band. I mean, do you ever feel like you spread yourself too thin, or are you at a point now where you feel like everything's under control, you're doing exactly what you want to do?
I'm very satisfied, but of course it means that I have to put things on hold all the time. I don't think I spread myself too thin, because when I take on a new challenge or when I enter into an academic endeavor, I do it full time and I do it to completion.
Would you be offended if I called you the Indiana Jones of punk rock?
That would be fine with me. I like those nicknames.
Big J, it's something that you fight for every day and you don't even know it, but you'll be happy to know that corporation stranglehold on bearded Americans, the oppression of keeping those with beards down, is starting to loosen their grasp a little bit. According to the Daily Beast, it seems that the fashion police were really tough on people who wanted to work at Disneyland theme parks, but the company dress code has been updated after 55 years to finally allow beards for those that work in Disney theme parks.
Freedom!